The intricate machinery at this hospital intensive care unit symbolizes the lengths we will go as a society to preserve life. When someone we love is ill, our natural impulse is to seek out optimal care. But who should determine the limits of care? Can a patient's pain be too much pain? Is it playing God to decide that? Or is it compassion? Those were some of the choices deliberated recently by 25 people who met over the course of 10 months for the Colorado Dialogue on End-of-Life Issues. It was organized by CDR Associates and Healthy Outcomes, neutral mediation firms. Participants included healthcare providers, religious activists, hospice workers, and representatives of insurance companies and government. The private discussions, moderated by Mike Hughes, revealed a wide spectrum of sensitivities.
I think one of the interesting threads of the conversation had to do with the role of healthcare providers, how they do what they do, and what role they're taking at the end of life. And that ranges from some difficult conversations about assisted suicide and whether we are undermining a very important profession in our society and whether we are doing great harm to the professional responsibility and the professional dignity of a healthcare provider by asking him or her to participate in hastening a death. We talked a lot about the importance to society and to specific individuals that they felt their healthcare providers are trustworthy. And would we be undermining that trust relationship between a nurse and a patient or a doctor and a patient? And would people come to believe that their doctor might try to kill them? And the conversation was that direct. I was very impressed by the level of commitment and the deep concern among the healthcare providers, because what joined them was this very deep concern for the work that they do and for the trust that they hold. We wondered with the participants whether it was possible to be all of those different things at once, to be trusted that you would do everything in your power as a professional to fight an illness and to heal. And at the same time, when that inevitable moment comes, that you could also be trusted to provide compassionate care at the end. And would that compassion extend so far as helping someone die more quickly than they might have otherwise? And that's a very difficult perspective to integrate. And the whole group struggled to explore ways that might be possible.